might ever see out the sniper. They have Sylvester Stallone, all the war movies like Vietnam, Hello Vietnam, and all those war movies, so on, Pearl Harbor, and all. Was Pearl Harbor actually, you know, what happened with the Japanese and the Americans, and why did the Japanese got angry and attacked us and drove America into the war? Do you think it was politics, or do you think it was just an angry empire? Something happened before the war was already going on, you know? And something happened with Japan and the United States. And Japan got mad, you know? The emperor, he got mad. Something went wrong. And they attacked Pearl Harbor. It's a sad day in American history, you know, but not as sad as Black Wall Street. That's more sad. That was a real terrorist act on American soil, Black Wall Street. I still forgot the country, the town name. I think it was Truman. They call it Greenwood now, and it was called Greenwood back then too. And I think it's called Truman, Oklahoma. And all those people died for nothing. Terrorists on American soil before 9/11, before the Oklahoma bombing. Terrorists on American soil. Angry rednecks, no good, some of my bitches, assholes, no good, peanut heads, eating biscuit heads, rednecks, pink necks, white Negroes who didn't care about no one but themselves. 1921, Truman, Greenwood, Oklahoma. And I think it was somewhere between either March the 31st or April the 31st, 1921. White terrorists. They weren't Americans. White terrorists. white terrorists. And was covered up. And that's why I asked, do the president own and run this country? American president went through that town before the angry mob started that next day. Just because a black man got on an elevator and touched an ugly looking, she was ugly, big nose, big lips, so white she needed to put some color in her, and the guy, he got on the elevator with her, and she was an elevator operator, and he must have tripped and all, or it could have been nothing happened. She just probably wanted to scream because she ain't like black people. And she screamed, you know, and people came to her rescue, and of course, scared the young man. He ran. The next day, they came and get him. They came in the courthouse. They took them to the courthouse jail, and of course, the courthouse jail was on the other side where the white people was, you know, and angry mob came to the, white evil, devilish, when I say devilish, and they all burning in hell right now, devilish people came to the courthouse, and of course the sheriffs had to protect them, but some American, black African heroes, American who fought for this country in World War I, black African American who fought for this country in World War I, came to the man's rescue. But they were sent home. The angry mob, the angry devilish mob, wasn't sent home. So you want to hear more about this story, go to your history channel. Go look it up on the history channel, or go to your phone, smartphones, called Black Wall Street. It's on YouTube. The documentary of that day, the History Channel got it on YouTube, the full documentary. And I advise every black American to watch this. Because watch it again. And I'm surprised Spike Lee or even Steven Spielberg or Tyler Perry didn't make a movie about this yet. And I'm hoping they do make a movie about this, because the History Channel already did a documentary. They started the documentary back in the 1800s and went all the way up to the time of the incident. I mean, children was killed. Even they said, even the descendants and the people who survived, still living, said they saw bombs. They dropping bombs, gas, to make the place burn more. These people built their homes. Doctors had two hospitals, fire department, police department, schools. And the president came past and say, look at this, the Negro Black Wall Street. Yeah, he was president too at that time too. He was a president. Whoever was the president in 1921, he was president as well. But he came past there. I think he was on the other side of the track. And he looked over and said, look at that, the Negro Wall Street. And 3 weeks later, that incident on the elevator happened. When I watch this documentary and still talk about it, I'm just blown away, because this is more tragedy than not 9/11, you know. It's right up there with 9/11 and Pearl Harbor, you know. Even an incident in this happened, the storm. It's way up there, it's past that. You know why? Not because what happened, because the United States of government swept it under the floor. Nobody was charged for this. And it was in no history books. No history books. So that's why I asked y'all, go and go to read about this. Especially the young kids, okay? Because if they swept it under the rug once, you know, you saw January the 6th. You saw what happened on January the 6th. Well, just imagine 1921, March the 31st. I think it was March the 31st. Or May the 31st. It's one of those months. And just imagine that same thing that happened at the courthouse in Oklahoma. I forgot the name of the town. I will look it up. And I will, on the next episode, I will let you hear it. Because I'm going to find it on YouTube. I'm going to let you all hear it. Okay? But I ask everyone who's Black American and all, African American, read about this. Because it's very, very, very important. Okay? Now, I mentioned it on a couple of episodes, too. When I first learned about it, I couldn't believe it. Another 9/11 before 9/11, and nobody knew about it. So, let's fast forward in this time. The Build Better plan. And Donald Trump, make America great again. Okay? Now, a lot of people say, make America great again. You want to make America white again. But the Republicans, this is how dumb the Republicans and Donald Trump is. America was never white. Say again. America was never white. They came here. They stole the land from the Indians. And stole the land from the Mexicans. We didn't own Texas. And we didn't own New Mexico. Or probably Arizona. That was Mexico land. We stole it from them. We stole this country from the Indians. And immigrants. People from other countries. Especially China, Russia, and all the other countries, probably even North Korea, probably ain't even the history book, but some of the North Koreans probably came here back then, when we didn't have that technology and all, when North Korea wasn't like North Korea, probably came here and built this country, you know? So I say, this is not only American country, this is everybody's country. Because everybody came here. I know Russians came here. I know Chinese and American and Japanese came here. Because we hold Japanese in prison camps. You know? I know China came here. Because we have a lot of Chinese. We have Chinatown in San Francisco, California, New York. And then we got one here too. You know? Koreans. I mean, they can ask for asylum. They come here, ask for asylum. They have to prove that they was in danger from their other country. And they come here, ask for asylum. And the country give it to them. And this be going on for years and years. 200 years. And Donald Trump gonna bring out these double-looking pig necks, pink necks, evil, devilish people from hell, talking about you ain't gonna replace us, you ain't gonna destroy us, and then make us burst us on national, on international TV, burst this country, embarrassment. Then Republicans going to sit back and say, oh, it was just a tourist. Tourists mean terrorists. You don't know the difference from tourists and terrorists? And you Republicans? I think you need to go back to elementary school to know the difference. I learned the difference when I was in elementary school. Like I said, and that's not all with the government. And I always talk about the government, don't I? Yeah, I know. And I'd like to take the time out and let you know my new book is coming out, Mr. Boogie Shoes, coming out April the 21st at 12 a.m. It goes up. The manuscript will be finished. And the rewriter, who's rewriting it, made sure everything's spelled right and so on and all. She's going to be working on it soon. And she's going to throw it back to me. And I'm going to uplink it on Amazon Publishing, Kindle's direct publishing. And it's going to go up on Amazon Prime on April the 21st at 12 a.m. Now, anything happen, we will push it back until May the 21st, okay? If it have to go over that time, I let everybody who know, even family, if it go push it back, it will be May the 21st. That's the backup date. All right? So, but it's on schedule. April the 21st, my second book will be out. The third book is in draft, and that will be out later next year. Later next year. And we do have a scheduled date for the next book and a title. Okay? And I'll let you know the title in the next episode, because there's so much to get to. Mr. Boogie Shoes is based on my book, upcoming book, that's going to come out in 2027. And that book coming out, Planet 3492, The Rise of Hitler, is coming out in late 2027. That's 2027, around November or December. And that's the book that I started writing. I went to school and all that, and I started and did a whole bunch of, and I've been working on that book since I was 27. I'm 52. And that book now is coming out. And I'm writing other books, short stories, novels and short stories right now. But that's my big book right there. And it's a four-part book. But this book right here, Mr. Boogie Shoes, is the backstory of the characters that you're going to see in in Planet 3492. And Planet 3492 is a four-part series, four-part novel series. And Mr. Boogie Shoes is part of that book, part of that series. It's going to let you know what happened before. Now, this is going to be a short story again. I don't know how short it's going to be, maybe 20 chapters, 25, whatever my money can pay for. That's how long it won't go, okay? And I'm not paying on, you don't have to pay nothing on Amazon Publishing. I'm not paying it. It's just having that freelancer to rewrite it and all. A freelancer writer who's going to rewrite, make sure the spelling and everything is right. That's what I mean by how far my money goes, okay? But Kindle Direct Publishing, you do not have to pay no money to publish a book, okay? I'm not paying on Amazon to publish my book. Freelance writer who's going to recopy the book, my manuscript, to make sure everything is right and the story makes sense, okay? I'm just writing it. I'm just writing the draft. The hard draft, first draft, second, and final finish. She's going to take the final finish and, you know, and finish it. And making it a manuscript, okay? So, it is my book. It is my idea. It's everything. So, those people who don't understand that, I try to explain it to you the best way I can, okay? If you still don't understand it, I don't know what I can do for you. But it's my book, it's It's my copyrights. It's mine. You can ask anyone. You can ask any writer. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. There's no ifs or buts about it. It's mine. So catch that April the 21st. It's going to be a good book. And my other books will follow. And I'm trying to get at least 1,800 and some books before I get 80 years old. That's one, probably more. I'm trying to get 1,800 books. Time I get 88, 85 years old. And I just published my first book when I was 21, 51. Okay? So, yeah. Sometimes it takes a long time to get a good career. Everybody who knows that, who being a doctor, a lawyer, a judge, and so on, had to go to school, then you had to go to another school, then you had to go to classes, and you had to keep going to class. Time you get finished and get a job as a doctor and all, you're already 35 or 40. So those good jobs in writing do not pay good, you know. But it's not the money that I'm doing it for. It's just the stories I like telling and all. So, and I like to say hello to all my new audience out there. All my new audience. Because I just put my book out, put the show out there, promote it. And I asked some people to help me promote it. And I have new listeners. If you're just joining me, you're just watching this, this show is about anything but nothing but something but a little bit of everything. And a little bit of everything and a little bit of everything that's going on in the world. Of a little bit of everything and a little everything crazy that's going on in the world. Even the crazy and the unexplained crazy and the stupid crazy and crazy. And the stupid crazy productions and the stupid crazy TV shows and the stupid crazy government and the stupid crazy super stories and stupid crazy little stupid crazy everything with everything stupid crazy. Okay? And that's the world we live in, the stupid crazy. I think I explained it right. Damn, yeah. Like I said, if the show might not make sense, if the show might make sense. It's a show that definitely make you think going crazy. It's a show make you think thinking. And it's a show will get you stop thinking to think, what the hell are you talking about? That's what kind of show it is. So all together, it's a show that's going to make you think. It's going to make that brain work. Either the crazy side or the creative side. It's a show like that. So catch me on YouTube. Catch me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And the YouTube channel show that comes with this will be starting in January. Okay? I will be announcing it now. Promoting it now. It will be starting in January. But we'll probably have to move it back to either February or March. And you will be getting new episodes of this show. And as time goes on, Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy New Year. And just hope everybody be safe next year. And just have a great New Year. Be safe out there. Have a great holiday. Be kind to each other. Enjoy family. Be careful with this new virus. This new coronavirus that they saying is out. Okay, this is the new normal, everybody. And I just want everybody to be safe and kind to each other. And be sweet to each other. This is the season that you really need to be kind and joyful and be thankful for. Because you made it to the end of the year. Some people didn't make it to the end of the year. And for all of those out there who's in jail who's lost someone, and for the people in at the storm, in the state of the storm, who lost all those people, in Amsterdam, my blessings go out to all y'all. And for the police officer and her family in Baltimore City, the people who live in this city, who go to church, and who do care about the police officers, and who do care about the crime, and who do speak up, and who do pray, we praying for you, okay? And we praying for the officer. I haven't watched the news, but it's sad. And the officer sister is right. This city is going downhill. No question about it. This city is going downhill. I'm sorry to say. This shouldn't happen. She was somebody too. She was a human being just doing the job, getting a paycheck to feed her family and her kids. She's somebody's husband. She's somebody's wife. I'm sorry, she's somebody's wife. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's mother. She's somebody's granddaughter. And that person out there didn't have no right to take that person away from nobody. And I'm hoping that she's doing okay. I'm hoping that she make it through. And like I said, police officer family, I don't know her name, and all the police officers out there, Baltimore City, state, we love you. It's a dangerous job, but there is people that love you and support you, what you do. And this across the country for all the good cops who never draw their weapons on anybody. But just doing that job. Not the bad cops like to take guns out and shoot you in the back and stuff like that. Stop you because you're black. I'm talking about the good cops, black and white, who just stop you. You made a wrong turn or stop you or they see a broken tail light or something like that. Just give you a warning. Talk to you. Stop and talk to you. You know, we still got them out there. And when you shoot a police officer, this raised the bar with other people, you know, across the country. It just made the bad cops more badder. Because you shot a police officer now. Now the white cops who came out the Ku Klux Klan, the KKK, or skinheads, or these white terrorist groups, now they become police officers, and their reason, they know that they're going to be protected, and now they're going to go out and do something. They don't. And the bad cops, especially the bad white cops, they don't care about the cop in Baltimore. That's just give them an excuse to go out and shoot a black person. My God, I hope it don't happen or nothing. But that just give them an excuse. Oh, they shoot a black cop, they will shoot a white cop. We got to stop them. So it raised the bar, you know, it do. And it just make the good cops who just trying to do their job and make every city better and make their hard job more harder. Because now you got a community knowing that these cops are angry, you know, try to make good sense of it, okay? See where I'm going with this? And I'm just hoping that all the cops, all the police officers, I keep saying cop, police officers, that's the real term. know she probably had a whole lot of friends in the police officers, black and white, because she's a police officer. She's a family. And sometimes, it don't matter what color you are, these police officers can care their own. And anybody in Baltimore knows what's going on with this situation. Did she make it or not? I haven't read my community thing on YouTube, but I asked you to go to YouTube and make a comment. But I haven't read my comments for a while. But I will read some of them. I do get to them. Or just go on Instagram or YouTube. I mean, Facebook. Go to my Facebook page and leave a comment. And then just let me know if this person made it or not. I haven't, like I said, I haven't watched the news because the news is just too upsetting. And after I heard that, and I couldn't believe it, what was going on, and just the people in the city who won't speak up. They know what happened. They saw it. It had to be somebody out there that saw what happened. And Baltimore City just won't speak up. But suppose it was your daughter. Your daughter. Suppose it was a little kid that was sitting in the car and just got shot. And it was your daughter. Suppose she was 9 years old, 10 years old, 13, 14 years old. And she was sitting in the car. Mind her own business. Somebody just come up and shoot her. Suppose it was your daughter. And some of the news media here. The mayor got on the news media. Because I heard it on the radio on the way home. When I was in the cab. The mayor got angry at some of the media. I mean, some of the questions they be asking. Just dumb questions. You know, of course, people upset. You know, family is upset. I mean, some of the questions the media shouldn't even be asking. I mean, it's just crazy. Sometimes I think Donald Trump is right when he say fake news, because they just ask, including CNN and all, they just ask sometimes dumb questions. And too depressing, you know. But anybody know the story that live here in Baltimore and know what happened, saw the news and everything about the police officer who got killed. Beautiful black woman. Beautiful. And just let me know if she survived or not. And I'm just asking all the people who go to church, who believe in God, who believe the city can grow, who won't give up on this city, who won't give up on the police officers, just pray for the family and her colleagues and all the men and women who goes out there to put on that badge and uniform. Ask God to protect them from these evil people, black and white, who just want to take guns and kill each other. Her sister said we're killing each other, and she's so right. And that's why I say, through the government, through other species from other worlds run this country. We got the Republicans, we got the Democrats, we got the Independents. And the Independents don't belong to any party. And the three alien, they said, it's three alien worlds who control this world, who been here. And anybody watch the History Channel, Discovery Channel, and ever seen Ancient Aliens, who watch Ancient Aliens, know that it's three alien worlds. And I forget the name of them. But don't worry, I'll find them out. And they say they control this world. And there's a couple presidents that was visited by UFOs and talked to the aliens. They made deals with the aliens. And that's why we got this technology. Touchscreen technology and YouTube and computers and all. And just think about it, guys. Look at NCSI. All the NCSI TV shows. From the NCSI, regular NCSI, NCSI Los Angeles, NCSI New Orleans, NCSI Hawaii. If you're big fans of those, who you think control those? Now, I can officially tell you, I do know they do have their own news show, because I've seen it. It's a building they call, because it's a guy named Steve. He works there. It's an in-house building on Fort Meade and the Navy. And they do have their own photography company. And they do have their own production company. Because on Fort Meade, they have their own TV show. And all. They train people. They train the soldiers to be reporters and stuff like that. Because I seen the buildings. And they do have, they train them to have their own TV shows, their radio show, radio TV shows and radio shows. And all of that. It's not a top secret building. Don't worry. And it's a building that the Navy have and the Army have. And both of them have this building. The Navy have the big building. The Army have a little building. But I think they do work together. And it's like their own production company, their own TV network and all. And that's why I asked, do the Pentagon patrol half of Hollywood? 20th Century Fox, MGM, Warner Brothers, Lionel Cinema, Paramount, definitely Paramount, because Paramount always throwing out movies of war. CBS, who does own NCSI. And I just wondered if members of the Pentagon goes to these production companies and sit there and control and tell the writers what to write. You know? And sometimes science fiction movies. Do the government tells Paramount, Hollywood, when to bring science fiction movies out? I mean, this is some really weird stuff, guys, that's going on over top of us every day. And some people think it's just a big joke. And some people do highly believe this. And I do. I mean, I believe there's something going on. I mean, it's a connection between Hollywood and the Pentagon and the United States government. You know, believe me, it really is. Because I just finished watching a movie called Shooter. And it's from Paramount Pictures. And I was watching on the Paramount Network on cable. And I just saw this movie, Shooters. And it's about the government. How the government have special contractors can go out, set up, you know, a terrorist, then go to other countries, take their oil, you know, called patriotism, and we go to our world, and go to other countries like Africa and all, and we force these countries to go with America, and we take their oil, and whatever thing they have. And these things is not talked about on TV. You know, we're in a country that we don't belong in, and then something happened, then they covered it up under the rug. The United States Senator, who probably will be a Republican, know about this, and he hires his own contractor. He put together a team of contractors and a general to overlook this. And they set this guy up. I was watching it I was watching the whole thing. They set them up. And go watch the movie. It's called Shooters. I'm sure they're going to run it 100 times on the cable anyway. And Paramount Network. So it's on Paramount Network on cable. And it's called Shooters. Just look it up in your cable. Or take the button and just say it in the remote control. Shooters. And you don't have to type it in no more. You don't have to scroll no more. Because cable got famous now. And they got a little button on there. And you just say Shooters. And it comes up. And I mean, it looks so real. And once you watch this movie, just let me know what you think on the comments. I mean, I really believe the government really do this stuff, you know? And that's why I asked the question, do they actually control Hollywood? And when they want a movie made, they would tell Hollywood what to put in or what to not to put in. You know? And they sometimes they have their own writers to write the script. Then Hollywood rewrite it to make it look like it's fantasy. Fiction. Science fiction. So on. You know? And that's your movie. That's the movie we get, you know? That's the kind of movies we get. And I'm sure there's a whole bunch of movies that's coming out that's the same, you know? Like the Fast and the Furious. I'm sure it's a movie coming out just like that. Because of the pandemic, they released a whole lot of movies. I mean, movies that haven't been released in 2020 and 2021, they releasing them, you know? And who knows what this new Delta COVID virus going to do. I mean, this new Delta thing is serious. And I'm just hoping everybody get vaccinated and get your booster shot, okay? So you'll be around next year to have another good family reunion, another Christmas family reunion, so we can have those cookouts, so we can have those Memorial Day cookouts, so we can have those summer cookouts, okay? So go get booster, people, especially in the red states. Stop following Donald Trump and go get boosted. Stop trying to make America white again and go get boosted, because it's not going to happen, okay? It's just not going to happen. You're yelling out your voice, you're turning blue, and your family members are putting you 6 feet under because you're so angry. And your high blood pressure is up. You ain't cardiac arrest. And every time you see a black man, you go, whoa. And next thing you know, you're gone. Sorry, white America, if you're listening. This is the real world. This is the real normal. You know? Those days are gone. Especially the old white people. The days are gone. You lost. You lost the Civil War. You lost the Civil War, South. Old South. Nazi Party. Nazi American. Nazi American. I ain't gonna call you Nazi. I'm gonna call you Nazi American. You lost. We ain't trying to change you. We're just trying to kick you in the ass and wake the hell up. That's what we're trying to do. Ain't no Jews going to hurt you. Black people ain't going to hurt you. And suppose we all get together. Suppose black lives get together. And we go into a white town and it's burning up. Suppose we do that. We already know two wrongs don't make a right. So that's why we ain't do it. You know. Suppose Black Lives Matter wanting to get together, storm the White House or storm the Capitol. We already know two wrongs don't make a right. And we already know it wasn't white black people who start wars, who go overseas and start wars and take stuff. White American. White American. And it will be an all white flag with all white stars if you really were serious to make America white again. It will look ridiculous. But that flag with an X with 13 states, that's not an American flag. The Americans haven't wake up yet and still wear that flag. You're still living in the past. Okay? You probably don't even know what an iPhone is yet. You probably don't even know what Alexa is yet, or Siri. Probably don't even know what AI means. And you want to make America great again. Finding somebody who had a TV show, wasn't even that popular. He come president, and he go do stupid things. And he used screaming, you want to make America great again. There's already presidents that did that. Made America great again. You know? We just came from the longest war we ever had. Because two other presidents, his father and his son, you know? But they was normal presidents. You know, they respected democracy and they respected the presidency. They didn't go on TV yell and act like a crazy redneck, crazy looking person. And we had a real Republican Party when they was president. We had a normal Republican Party. I mean, a real normal Republican Party when they was president. And we know who we talking about. Mr. Bush and his son, George Bush. Even though a lot of black Americans and all don't you know. But I'll take them back more than I would take Donald Trump back. I'll ask them to come president again before I'll ask Donald Trump to come president again. You know, even though they probably, who knows? And George Bush didn't do nothing when Katrina came. He, you know, he didn't really do nothing and all that stuff. I thought he was the worst president. Jeez. But this is why I say it's aliens. There's three species from alien worlds that's running this country. Because there's no way Donald Trump should have won that election. No way. I don't care what you say. I think that man comes from the Special Olympics and Special Education School. I think he had a special education, Donald Trump, and he shouldn't have became president. And that's the case, I should have become president too. You know, I was president of my school 2 times, so maybe he should have became president too. Just no way. So, once again, I'd like to thank my new listeners. I told you, this is a weird show. Wait till you hear the next episode. UFOs, Men in Black, the Hat People, the Shadow People, Insane Asylums, the Supernormal, the Normal, Demons, angels, are they real? We'll try to catch up on that. And we'll look back on some episodes that I was talking about just now, like Black Wall Street and upcoming episodes. And I'll get the information for you. If you can't find it, I'll get the information for you. But I know I got a real smart audience. And we will talk about Star Trek Discovery. Oh, it's getting hotter. The show is getting gooder. A Discovery haters, be going to get a 5th and 6th season. Yeah. I think we are. And also, those who are waiting for Star Trek Strange New Worlds, give me some updates on what's going on. I mean, real Star Trek fans, okay? Not the fake ones who only like episodes, their kind of Star Trek, okay? Those who like the old days Star Trek, you know, the old timers Star Trek. I mean, Star Trek fans who like all the Star Trek and who don't really care about Picard or Lower Decks or the other cartoon. I keep forgetting the other cartoon name. But we only got 5 episodes of that. But anyway, and of course, who only like Next Generation or who only like the original Star Trek? Come on now. Star Trek been back. Discovery brought Star Trek back. Right? Stop hating. Stop watching. Cancel your subscription. Stop putting it on YouTube channel. Stop saying it's copyright from another TV show. Stop saying it's stolen from another TV show. Stop saying a person left to write the opener, whoever that show is, and they copying off the opener. Really, the opener is copying off of Star Trek. Because y'all want Star Trek. And then y'all want to make a fake Star Trek. So, that's what I call the fake Star Trek. It's kind of a good show, but it's the fake Star Trek. Yeah, it's called the Orbiter. The Orbiter. Or the Orbiter, whatever the hell it was. It was on Fox. Now it's on Hulu. And Hulu got it. And, of course, Netflix didn't like Star Trek. And it made the fake Lost in Space and only gave it 3 seasons. And that's what they wanted Discovery to be, 3 seasons. So, and Netflix didn't get what it wants, so Paramount said, nope, we ain't giving no 3 seasons. We going for 4, 5, 6 seasons, you know, and we going to get people to watch it. So they created their own Star Trek network, and they created Paramount Plus. They just put it on CBS All Access, and then CBS All Access came Paramount Plus, and Paramount Plus is putting out some good shit. I mean, it got Yellowstone, it got 1883, and it's putting out some good stuff. Not only Star Trek, but it's putting out some really good shows. they really nailing it. And I think they got a whole lot of more new shows probably gonna come out. So get Paramount Plus if you haven't got it. Really, really good streaming service. Netflix, you used to be. You know, I canceled my Netflix subscription and my Prime Video subscription. Because they think they the big boys on the block now. And they ain't doing out nothing. They just like HBO, sitting on the toilet pooping. So, watch Star Trek Thursdays on Paramount Plus, Discovery, Captain Burnham, the greatest captain in Starfleet, right behind Sisko, and right behind Janeway, Captain Archer, Captain Picard, and then Captain Kirk. Two of the greatest shows, Discovery and Deep Space Nine. You can catch them all on Paramount Plus. And they're not paying me to advertise it. I'm just a Star Trek fan, throwing it out there. Thank you all my promoters who promote my show on your channels and on your on websites. Thank you. Hope you are listening. And all my new listeners across the world, across the nation, and across the galaxy. Thank you for listening. To my kids, Donald, Ashley, Jessica, Michael, and Myra. And of course, we love you. May the force be with you. May the force of God, Jesus, be with you. Live long and prosper. And see you all in the next episode. And we will be talking about a whole lot of stuff. Catch you later.